Okay, we're learning Siman Chav Beis, which is Issa Yichud. So, week one was Sif Aleph and Beis, the Surim. And week two starts the Heperim, which are always more popular than the Surim. So let's use the first few minutes to chazer Aleph and Beis, the three levels of Isser. We said Issa Yichud Dairaisa is with an Erva, including an Issa Nida, or even an Issa Lav, so Slav Davka and Erva. But Issa Yichud Dairaisa is with someone with whom you're also B'tashmish. So Beis said when the story of Amnon and Tamar took place, David and Beis Dina were guys on Issa Pnuya. That's the second step. It's a Pnuya Tahira, if she's a Nida, Issa. Pnuya Tahira, they were Geyser. And then it said, Shammai Vihil Gazru Al Yichud Kutis. The third Isser was Shammai and Hill, who made a Gezeira on Isser of a Kutis, of a non-Jewish woman. So the long and short of it is that there's an Issa Dereisa of Yichud, which applies to someone that you're also to, including Anida. And it's a drabbanon of Yichud with a Petuya Tahira or with a guy. In addition, in Pischei Tshuva Aleph, it said one more factor that can make it a drabbanon. In Pischei Tshuva Aleph, he said, Af Letaisvis, Dabke Ish Echad, Ima Erva Osamidera. I say, Ish Echad and Beis Nashim, is this a drabbanon? We'll get later to the number of members who make it mutter, but we have now three levels of drabbanon. Pnuya Tahira makes it a drabbanon, Kutis makes it a drabbanon, and if it's one and more, if it's not one on one, that also makes it into a drabbanon.
If there's another man that's a guy, does that count?
Whether a guy could be a shomer, is that the question? Whether a guy could be a shomer. It's an interesting question. The halacha is, we're going to have later, that two men and one woman is mutter. What? It's not yichud if it's two men and one woman in a room.
Sure.
Right? One man and one woman is yichud. Even one man and two women is yichud. But two men and one woman, and one man and two women, you can start off with both of them. What? Only because they're not happy the other guy should get her. Each man wants a piece of her. So that's us, sir. We're going to get to these Gedarim. Alright, we'll have to get to it. By Prutzais, it's not going to help. But by Prutzais, they usually don't answer Shaila. So, at any rate, Sif Aleph and Beis are the categories of Isser. Sif Gimel and On begin the heterim, because it's aser unless you have one of the heterim. One of the heterim, we're going to have, I think, basically four categories of things that could be matir. The first is ishtai imai. We're going to have here in sif gimel a baila beir. We're going to have the dinim of a married couple. And then we're going to have sif hay through zayin, the dinim of multiple people, when it helps that you have one and two, one and three, etc. And then we're going to have the category of Shaimrim, who's a Shaimer, which is sort of sprinkled through these Sifim. And then finally, the Din of Pesach Pesuch and Shusarabim, those are the four categories of Heter. Okay, either Isho Baila, Ishtaima, Baila Beir, it's one category. Multiple people is the second category. The third is Shaimrim, certain people are Shaimrim. And the fourth is Pesach Pesach. So we start with Sif Gimel, which is the halachis of Ishtaimai. Now, before I start Sif Gimel, it'll be related to Sif Gimel. We said that a man and his daughter, or a woman and her father, or her son, are not asa b'yichud because there's no yitzra at all. What about grandparents and grandchildren? Now we know there has to be mutter, right? So what about grandparents and grandchildren?
That's expected.
Well, it's expected. Yeah, okay. We know that it's mutter. Give him a hug for sure. Yeah, I understand. Okay, lemaisa, the halacha lemaisa world is this. What about a great grandchild? It's also true. It's interesting that in the first Eza Mekaydish, we're going to have Pesachei Tshuva Beis also, but just look at the first words in the Eza Mekaydish, Chutz Me'em in Binah, he says, Lo Nisparish Oides Yichud Im Ein Imai. Yichud of a man with his grandmother, Im Ein Imai, how's that, how do I read that? Yichud Im Ein Imai, Im Harizeki Imai. That's a tricky way of wording. Right? Im Imai Im. So I think it's Yichud Im Ein Imai, comma, Im Harizeki Imai. Va'agab Shitva, look what he writes. He writes, at the moment, before he was able to look into the Sugya, his arti hayoim echad mi Yichud. Kibisunasa ishtay mimenu, marti lo shikha shaymer. He asked someone with a grandmother, achad niskarti, Ulai aim imai he ki imai bezeh, but sarkli im bezeh. Very interesting. He says, L'chayra l'fi tam shikos of Rashi zal. I desh an shiknesa gedayla zal hoi ilu. Lai liskri b'kroi vase. The an shiknesa gedayla mevatel di et sahara for these kraivim. I desh em otay yichel im imai l'fi ziyeh shleimer. Shem aim imai b'klau kravase bezeh ki imai. So anyway, Lamaisa, he's matir, and I think that's one thing that that I think we will all accept as matir. Now we're going to come back to this momentarily for a secondary reason, but let's first learn Sif Gimel inside, and then we'll see. Now these Sifim are basically not complicated. Now a lot of Eben Ezra has a lot of complications. The Sifim here are straightforward. Siv Gimel, easy. Siv, call Isha, Shasur l'siyached ima. Anytime a man is asa v'yichud, Maisa ishta imai, Hari zemutu l'siyached, Nesh ishta imisham rasai. A man is with his wife, doesn't have an issa yichud with another person. Aval loy t'siyached Yisraelis amakuti, Aval pishu, in the same house. But a kuti husband and wife, I guess he means in a case where they're not tsunuim. So then there's an ichud yichud. There's no ishtay misham rasai on the husband when the wife is used to the husband. I guess cavorting around and doing other things. Now, what? If who's a guy? Say it again.
Kuti is a guy.
Kuti means guy. It's a for the censors, the word Nachri was replaced either with Kuti or with Ibn Avodah Zarah. It's hard for us to fathom why the Catholic Church cares so much what it says in the Jews' Shulchan Aruch about them, but apparently they cared, and therefore things were changed. You know the reason it says on our Gemaras, it says Talmud Bavli. What is Talmud Bavli? Why don't say Shas? We call it Shas. So the reason was that the Pope, when they burnt all the Shas, and he made a Isser. Ever printing the Shas. The Ass of printing Shas. Later, when new popes came along, there's a doctrine of infallibility of the Pope. Pope can never be wrong. If you're driving somewhere and it's a right turn and the Pope says it's a left turn, so you're supposed to believe that he's right. It's a left turn, even if you end up in the ocean. But, you know, that's only the Jews causing that. So there was a doctrine of infallibility, so they couldn't reprint the Shas. So the Jews came up with the idea, we're not going to print the Shas anymore, we're just going to print something called Talmud Bavli. And from then on, it was called Talmud Bavli. You won't find the Rishonim say Issa b'Talmud Bavli. They always say Issa b'Shas, when the first read Issa b'Shas, because this came later, that the name got changed to Talmud Bavli, so now You know, the Pope is still right. He can't publish the Shas. He can only publish the Talmud Bavli. The same thing with the language of Kuti and what?
So how do you just answer the thing that you're Talmud and Bavli?
Is it Kasha the Pope or Kasha on us?
No, Rebbe said so. Yerushalmi is called Talmud Maharavi.
Talmud Maharavi, okay. They call Maharavi, never Yerushalmi. Maharava, they call it. It, was, it didn't come from Yerushalayim. Shami and nothing. Shem don't call it Yerushalmi. They call Talmud the Maharava, I think they call it. Yerushalmi. I don't think the word Yerushalmi, it didn't come from Yerushalayim. It came. Rabbi Yechon lived in Tveria.
In
Rashi, it's Mura, as you show me. Rashi, all right, so you will show it to me later. Okay, be that as it may, there's no doctrine of infallibility of Rabbi Reisman. I once made a mistake, so it could happen again. As my wife remembers, it often points out.
One of the two could be a Shaiver.
I guess so.
You see that she doesn't mind.
She might mind, but she can't do anything about a second wife. But this is not, all right.
Why the person is by the not the Easter
because. So we're going to see that. So we'll get to it. We have to go in order. Now there are two very general questions that come up in the sif. I said the sif itself is easy. There are two general questions about Issa Yichud. One question is whether Shar Kroivim that you're mutter with are, can serve as a shomer as well. In other words, the Sif Gimel says, Ishta imai isha is a shomeres. She could be shomer you with other people. What happens if you're going with your daughter? You're going with a daughter. There was a woman in Tarav Das who retired. She was never married, and she did favors for everybody. So I used to go bring her Mishlech Manis. I went with my daughter then. My daughter was still in the house. So I used to go with my daughter into her house to bring her Mishlech Manis before Purim. So I relied that a daughter is a good Shomer. Is there a makar for that? That you're allowed to be miyach with your daughter, but could you take your daughter along and have a hetta yichud? The question is whether these kraivim are mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says, call she isha shasu siachadimai. I say ishta imai mutalis yag. I say ishta imai. You should say any female woman that you're not also be yichud should be a good shay. Now it's interesting that here on the page it doesn't look so good. Both pischei tshuva beis and the eizem mikaydesh are not matir. The eizem mikaydesh. If you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines on the bottom, close to the beginning of the line, there's a period. Gamani mesupik.
Yeah.
See, he talks about this. He says gamani mesupik im kishe imay bebayis imay ibitai. If you're in the house with your mother or your daughter, imayidezel loyshayich yichud bebayis ahu biisha acheres. I'm in my case. I'm with my daughter and I want to go with another woman. Since there's no chashash, I'm here with his mother. So it's like a woman that has no taivis for bia, which would be a good shmira shomer. Oi, ula yesh ledagdei mimashomer chazal ishtoi misham rasai. That's what we're saying. Mishibedagdik. It says here in the sif ishtoi misham rasai. Mashadavki ishtoi. So this is his suffix. And he doesn't say a clear heter. Yeah, right. It has to be that she talks about what she sees. That's for sure. We'll get to it. It's a separate. We'll learn about it in Sifei. Okay, we'll learn about Sifei. I'm talking now about whether Ishta Mishamal say is shark raven. I can't. We'll learn Sifei. What you're asking is Sifei. So we'll see. We're assuming that two women and one man is aser. The reason we'll get to later. But so a stam woman is not misham rasei. Ishta is misham rasei. What about shakraven? So it's interesting. On this page, there are two discussed, and they're not matter. The ezem mekaydish and pischei tshuva at the end of days. Okay, in the beginning of Pisrei Tshuva Beis, Ayin v'ba'a kosa chal yetze chalos of dinam shava, grandchildren are okay, bas bitoi, says even a great-grandchild, namishori kaboy bitoi, akalushaynai, skip the parentheses, v'ayin v'sef is a chal Avraham, ois yud yichud, hevi gamke dibri abach elu, v'kosa v'ay, now here, v'chari nir, the kolze adafkul is yachid ima levada, v'siyachid with your granddaughter alone, that's mutter. Avalam yeshav isha acheres afilu im bitai. If you have another woman with bitai, a bas bitai, sham aser, the bebeis not sham aser, siyachilu kuli ama. Okay, great. Abu bitai, elchem biderech, yesh yisrael acher imayim. Aser, the same thing. To be showing me your daughter from a man, it's aser. Davke biyem ani beis anashim. So here on the page, it looks pretty bad. The Pisrei Tshuva and Ezer Mekadesh both bring Isrim that hold that that is an Isser. Why are we Nayig Heter? There's a Tshuva in the Beis Shleimer. Shleimer was a Dayan of Vilna. After the Gros Ptira, it was never a Rav of Vilna. They always called him the Dayan of Vilna. But that's covered for the Gros. The Gros was Rabbi Shel Vilna. And that's why all the later generations, they called him the Dayan of Vilna. So that started with the Grah, it's by the Chassidim also. If you have a square of Shtibel, they call the Rav the Dayan. There's only one Rav, there's only one Rebbe, and that's the square of Rebbe. Everybody else is the square of Dayan, because the Rebbe can have Dayanim. So that's just the way it's called. So Rav Shleimer is now Rav Shleimer Dayan of Vilna, after the Grah. His Haggai is on the back of Shulchan Aruch, Cheshek Shleimer. And he has a tshuva, which the Chazainish very much follows, Lahalacha. And he has an interesting shaila. His question is, what is the heter of having your wife with you? Or shaila, if a mother is good too. What's the heter that ishtei misham rasa? You can learn two ways. You can learn that if you're going to fool around, she's going to tell people. You don't want to... Nobody wants to broadcast what's going on. So he knows if he's gonna be Mizana, his wife is gonna tell people. That's one possibility. Your opinion, we'll get to in a minute. The second side of the Binyan Shleimer is that no, it's not because she's gonna tell people, it's because a man is embarrassed, is ashamed to be Mizana in front of his wife. He's going to behave in front of his wife in private. You know, people in private, they say, they do averus more often than in public. That's why if you put a computer in a public place, you know, there's less visiting other sites than if... I've noticed very often, I walk into one of the offices in Yeshiva Torah Das, as soon as I walk in, I hear a click. You know, like, as I'm walking in the door, I hear a click. So I assume he was listening to a shiur and he quickly shut it off when I walk in. But in public, there's less. Okay, so we have two possibilities. Now, it's a big nafkamina. If you're afraid they're going to tell. So, imai mechapolov. The mother's not going to go tell people. The mother has rachmanis on him. If you're ashamed, so presumably you're ashamed in front of your mother and your daughter as well. So the question is, which is correct? Which is the Hezber? So you were saying, you have a variety to it, or you're saying, up Yisvara? That's because you're ashamed. The language, Ishtei Misham Rasa, it sounds a little like you're saying, that it's being embarrassed about it. So in the Beis Shleimer, he has a tshuva about it. He shows that it's a machlokes is the Rambam and the Rosh. Machlokes is the Rambam and the Rosh. If it's because you're ashamed, you're afraid they'll tell, and he shows that we pass back to Rambam. It's a Rambam later in the Siman, and he says that's the ikker. The ikker is because you're ashamed to be mizana, and therefore he paskins that a relative is a shomer, but only a relative of the opposite gender. Opposite gender means this. Let's say a man wants to be biyichud with a woman. He can't take his son along. His son is just as usher as he is. Taking a son to be a shomer for a father doesn't work. Taking a daughter to be a shomer for a father, or a mother to be a shomer for her son, that works. The shomer has to be somewhat of the opposite gender, somewhat of the same gender, if that person is 9 years old. It's the age where he himself has an isser, so it doesn't help to take along two people who have an isser.
What's the reason for the shomer?
That's something like the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says we're afraid they'll be mefarsim. And the Rosh says, and the Rambam holds itself, you'll be embarrassed to be Mizana, and that's why.
So why would it make a difference, really, a son or a daughter?
Because since the son and the father have the same Isser, the Chashash is on both of them. If Chashash is on both of them, then there's the same problem. If you say two men and two women is Osir, because we're afraid they'll each will be Mizana, so going with a son doesn't help you, because we say when they're both Mizana, it doesn't, there's no bullshit.
Good education.
Yeah, okay.
By
a
girl, you say
so,
9 years old?
By a girl, no. By a girl, it's a little more complicated. It's 3 years time, but she has to be, we'll see later. It's she has to be someone who talks about it, we'll get to it.
How many men do you have to be?
So we'll get to a sifhei. It's very hard to cover all the exceptions. We're going to get sidetracked, which we tend to do anyway.
Two men and two women
are Sabiha. The bottom line on this Shaila is that despite the fact that that both the Pesachei Tshuva and the Beis HaMikdash here are not happy with the daughter being a Shomer, but the later Pesachim are all Mekel, and is a Shaila Deraisa Derabanan. If you go with my daughter to this woman, it's a Shaila Drabanan. It's not one-on-one. If it's not one-on-one, it's a Drabanan. So by a Drabanan, you can always be Seimach on a Shita, at least a solid Shita, even if it's a Suffolk. And that's the reason that then my daughter got married and moved out. So now I leave the Mishlach Manas with the doorman. So she asked me why I don't come anymore. She used to show me her dollhouse and all her trinkets, a very chashuva woman. And I told her that my daughter's busy with her own, you know. I'm not visiting anymore. I'm not about to want to, I'm not, whatever it is. With my daughter, I feel comfortable. Door, I'm not going into the apartment.
It's nothing with your daughter, the door open. I mean,
when my daughter didn't need the door open, you know, the door is a good shame. Okay, so at any rate, so this is the I guess the bottom line is that even though it says Ishtay Misham Rasay with Saimach on others as well. Now, there's a general question which is brought here. The Isser Yichud is now this Yichud is Isser Be'etzem, even if a person doesn't do an Aveira. But the Isser Yichud is the form of the Isser is because of a Cheshash Pitoy or Cheshash Ma'anes. In other words, is a Cheshash that you can't be Yichud because a man may be a Ma'anes, a woman, may forcibly be Mizana with a woman? Or is the Isser because of Pitoy, he'll cozy up to her and there'll be a problem? What's the form of the Isser? This is a chashash, any yichud sefer that has klalim, this is like klal aleph. Is this clear? What's the yisr? Is it else be ma'anis or mefata? They generally quote the Rashi as part of their suffix. The Rashi in Adaf Pei says the hetra baila beir, which we're going to talk about, is that she's mistafi ni baila. She's afraid of her husband. Well, if a man's going to be ma'anisar, why does it help she's afraid of her husband? Well, it sounds like we're talking about a pito. If he would have said the husband's shomer her, one thing, but mistafi mi baila, baila beer helps because he's afraid of her husband, so then that means it's a pito. If you're afraid a man's going to be ma'anisar, so it sounds like we're talking about pito. So what? We're going to get to it later. It's a separate sip on the ages. So there are numerous nafkaminas of pitoy ainus. One, Ramesha talks about going into an elevator, a man and a woman. Now, a typical elevator, not a problem. There's no zman pitoy. because the elevator opens, or at least could open on any floor. It's not, there's no chash of Isma'an. There are in the skyscrapers of Manhattan, there are high speed elevators where you go and it says this elevator 80th floor and higher. I know about it because I once went into one. I had to go to the fifth floor. And I went in and it said 80th floor and higher. Never dreamt that, at any rate, they have these elevators. And there, I don't know exactly the time on it, but there it's more of a shayla. The shayla is, if it's, Ramesh writes, in the chash ayinis, ma'anis is a very short period, relatively short period of time. Pitoy means you have to talk to the person. It's a chash that takes a longer period of time. Hard to say exactly how much, but certainly it's a longer period of time. And that is the...
If she comes to his house, he has a house, and she comes, he has to get out, or what's the house?
You just not let her in. A woman and a man in a house, doesn't matter who came to who, it's the same issue. Now we're going to learn about it later in the simon. We'll talk about whether open door helps. There's one very big nafkamina, which even today, Rabbanim, different Rabbanim have a different psak. The shaila is this. Let's say you're in a situation where there'll be an issa yichud. So the man tells his wife or his mother, whatever, they're leaving the house, says, I'm going to go into my room, I'll lock the door, I'm going to sleep anyway. Does it help for a man to lock his door to his bedroom? Now, if they're separate apartments, everyone's matter. But if it's the same apartment, you have let's say in my case, we have boys who live in the house, and my wife is home, and I'm going away. I'm going chutzliyer for a period of time. It happened a couple of months ago. I flew to Detroit, to Menachem Avil, and I came back. So I was away. I was chutzliyer for a number of hours. So, I mean, it's a yichud for my wife to be home with men. So the shaila is, does it help? She'll say, look, it's night anyway, and before they come home, I'll go lock myself into the room, and by the time I wake up in the morning, it's by Levier again, so there's no problem. Does locking the door help? The Arpaiskim will tell you that the man locking the door doesn't help because he can open the door. You can go and open the door. And there are those who will tell you that it's not a problem because the door is locked. If he opens the door, that's a problem. But if he doesn't open the door, that's not a problem. So generally, it falls in the line of those who hold this chashash ma'anes or chashash pitoy. I want to explain. Chashash ma'anes means that the man has this evil desire, and we want to make sure that he's not able to act on it. Like Amnon and Tamar, right? Zeres Yichud from Amnon and Tamar. Amnon was Ma'anis Tamar. So the chash is the man is going to have this desire. And if that's the case, the argument goes, if the woman locks the door, it's okay. But the man locking the door should be an issue. And it's called Pitoy. Pitoy generally means a chash. They're going to cozy up to each other. They're going to be friendly. And one thing's going to lead to another, and it'll come lidei znus. If it's chashash pitoy, then the generally accepted idea is that locking the door helps. They're not going to have interaction. So it's not that the man has this diabolical plan that when he's alone with a woman, but deliberately, pitoy is chashash, that they'll become friendly. So then locking the door helps.
So it's pitoy washing the
locker room. One second. So the raya lekula is from a bir halacha. There's a bir halacha in Simin Resh Mem Aleph. The bir halacha says the Shulchan Tir Mishnah Brewer brings the iser to sleep yichidi balayla. It's an iser. It's not an iser. The rise not an iser drabanan. But the Chazal said that a person shouldn't sleep yichidi balayla. Leave a light on their heterim. But a person shouldn't sleep yichidi b'layla. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, if he's in a situation where there's an issa yichud, he could lock the door. Shema mitzvah lo yede davar ra. Whatever the chashash of the kabbalistic chashash of sleeping yechidi in a room, it doesn't apply for shema mitzvah. So Mishabura is clearly talking about the man locking the door. That's his language. And it sounds like the Mishabura holds locking the door is adequate. And that's at least the Kabbalah I have from my rebbeim. That's enough if the man locks the door. I may open the door. Okay, if he opens the door, it'll be an aver. Now, it has to be practical. You know, if you're going to lock yourself in a room for 10 hours and you don't have a bathroom, you can end up opening the door. But if you have a part of the house or a private bathroom near the bedroom and you lock yourself in, so then it's okay.
This whole thing really regarding, what is it, like the holding hands or having to be a question really is if the woman has a period and therefore the husband says, I'm not concerned about her having an affair with somebody.
So about a wife?
Yeah.
By a wife, there's no gezeira of yichud.
No, not him. Because he will leave the house and somebody visiting her. And can he, someone visit her?
So we're going to have that Baila Be'ir is a heter. We're going to have that later.
Not later. He goes away for the day or two. But during that period of time, she has a period. Therefore, she's not going to have, won't have a relationship. Won't, is the concern about holding hands or does he consider the other?
It's an interesting question. The Pashtus is the Isser Zalz only Atzbiya. There's a strange tshuva, there's a stira, two tshuvas in the Gris Moshe. In Yerodeya, I think Beis, there's a very strange tshuva where he seems to say Yichud is also out, Chashash, Chibuk, and Nishuk. But I don't know, there's a tshuva later in Ebenezer Dalid, that's in Yerodeya Beis. In Ebenezer Dalid, he says the Farish not like that. I don't know, it's a very confusing tshuva. The Pashas is only Chashash Biyah, it's not Chashash, Chibuk, and Nishuk. That's the Pashas. Yeah, nothing. So it's al kapon. This is an afkamin if it's al pitoi or al tzaynis. There's not an afkamin. I'll get to it in a minute. Now this shaila if it's al pitoi. What? So the nafkamina is if he's in a locked room. That he has this plan, and then you have to protect against him. But it was just chayshish that a man and a woman are together. The one thing is will lead to the next. So what?
Pitui has a plan also.
No, pitui doesn't mean that. Pitui doesn't mean that. That's like pitui k'tanayinis. That's not pitui k'tanayinis. But pitui means chayshish that they'll cozy up to each other.
Why?
Because this is the yichud. Chazal l'chayshish v'pitui. Even you're not chayshish v'pitui. Chazal l'chay. If the door's open, they'll come to cozy up to each other. When he opens the door, there'll be a, when he opens the door, there'll be an yichud. So you want to make a gzeira, a locked room, or to an open room? Chazal didn't make that gzeira. They asked yichud. That's the argument. Now this shaila is pischei tshuva gimel. Shiloh, whether Peter, whether the chash is Peter or not, is a tshuva from the Chabais Yair to a man named Remeya Stern, probably from Passaic. He wrote a shiloh to the Chabais Yair. He asked him the shiloh if it's al pitoy or al oinis, and he has a fascinating nafkamina which has tremendous nafkaminas bizman hazeh, brand new heta. Let's see. Gimel, Avloitis Yachet, Angels Chavis Yor Simin Sabavav, V'Simin Ayin Gimel. Be'inyan Mutalis Yachet Im Aravi Bizman Hazeh. I guess in the Arab countries, if you're allowed to be miyachid with an Arab woman Bizman Hazeh, Sha'inchim Im Oinsemisha. It's in a country where there are the government prosecutes somebody who's ma'anis a woman. Which is certainly true about the Western countries today we live in, that they prosecute some of you being honest. Vuva v'ksar behet of lel simen zayin sif kut mem. It's a mistake. Do you have, somebody have a different thing? Simen zayin sif kut
mem.
You have mem. So I think mem is a mistake. There's no mem. Anyway, whatever it is, he says, I brought it earlier. Va'ayim b'seif abina sadam shar beis hanashim simin chav gimel shekosav ganke. What? Chavav, I'm sorry. Shekosav ganke de'ein shum heta b'zeh ap b'zman hazeh. The mavad ma. Now, the shoyl, this Rameya Stern, tainin, that we have a heter if a person's afraid. So the same answer should apply. If the government punishes people that are ma'anis women, so then there should be a heter of yichud, because you're afraid. You'll be ma'anis the woman, and she'll go and tell, and they'll prosecute the person. So it should be mutter. So that's a good kasha. One second, the basic chachma suddenly asked that kasha. So he says, if it's a big ma'anis, it should be mutter. So the Chavisya disagrees with this heter. He says, ain't shabbat b'zeh. And not only that, he says, I'm saying, bina sadam, shabbat sinas, and mechavav, she goes, the guy creates shabbat b'zeh, apiz manazeh. The mavad ma shehizik Chavisya, the guy remeh astern, shab. Belavach, he less l'dvarav. Av she yadua, dimyansu isha, makin v'inchim. Even though it's true that if a man forces a woman, the government will prosecute. Aval miti boile beratzen, but if she's going to do it, she'll consent. Asher b'zman hazeh, who et agama, the government doesn't prosecute consensual znus. Ein asher b'lem levuz klal, the government doesn't care about it. U'b'zman remei yistur, b'emes kein hoya dineim, l'sreif habal yehudis, mein b'ainis b'emiratzen. The time of this remei yistur, the government asked an Arab living with a Jewish woman, even the b'emiratzen. Aval asher b'yadal b'bir shedekach, in Cain, ain't shum issa b'zeh. Ain't can issa klal. So what's he saying? That you look at the bina sadam, he's saying that it will be, if yichud will be because you're ma'an is someone, it will be good heter. The government heter is a good heter. Government will prosecute. But since the chashash is a chashash of pitoy, of consensual znus, so therefore, there's no heter. The fact that the government stops it. So this is the psak. It's an afkamina. If it's outside this or else, pita. Now the chayra today in the 21st century is a gigantic nafkamina. Today, if somebody is mezana with a ketana, the government is going to prosecute. There's no such thing as consensual with a ketana. So I mentioned that one of the issues of Issa Yichud is when you have an uncle babysitting for his niece or a cousin babysitting for a cousin. So you have a man that comes in, he's babysitting for a girl. So Pashtus, that's also, it's Issa Yichud, they also be Yichud with each other. If she's, even if she doesn't see Dam, it's Issa Drabanan, if she's not old enough to be a Nida. And if she is a Nida, then it's Issa Deraisa. It would seem from this Pesachei Tshuva that there would be a heter b'zman hazeh for a to because they do prosecute people that are mizana with ketanim, so ketanois. So therefore, it would seem that this would be a heter. It's a new heter. It's not in the traditional book of heterim, but it's a new heter that. That seems to be clear, both this Rameya Stern and this, they don't argue la halacha. He's saying Rameya Stern was talking in a place where they're prosecuted even with consent. I don't know who told, but Lamai said they prosecuted with consent. So there was a fear. But everyone agrees that in a place where it's actively prosecuted, that there's an issue. So it would seem that this would be a heter in the case of a babysitter. And certainly, at least when it's an issa drabanan, if they're two, the man is babysitting two nieces or two cousins, where it's issa drabanan for sure, it would seem that this is something that we could rely on to be makel. It's a sort of non-traditional heter. It's a new, what?
We don't accept that fact of the government. We allow a child to be a niece. Underage niece be
Mizana with her uncle? I know where you come from.
No, do you let an uncle babysit for a little child?
That's what we're talking about. Pashas and Salsa, it says Iyichud. So what I'm saying is that now we learned in this Chavis Yo, we learned the Heter. In a place where if a man is Mizana, they would be prosecuted, that itself is enough of a Mirtis. Obviously, some people are not afraid, but the Chavis Yo is talking about that. He's talking about a place where.
What do we do?
That's the question I'm talking about. It would seem that this is a Heter. You say you never heard of this Heter. The general, it's true. The general consensus is that it's an issue. And what should I do? We're learning the Simen, and that's the derech of the Kachi Taka Shel Torah. So to rely on it every time to rely on it all the time. But is it deraisa? Maybe, but by Nisa Drabanan, it's more mustavid.
Nobody ever thinks he's going to get caught.
No one thinks he's going to get caught. It's incredible. No, it's true. People are. So then what's the head of the Chavis Yoyer? It's the argument of Chavis Yoyer. Yeah, I mean, I'm only saying that according to what it says in the Chavis Yoyer, it should be. It would seem to be a head.
Yeah,
it would only apply in a place where there's a fear of there should be a fear of prosecution. There's no fear of prosecution. Nothing. I mean, it won't.
When it comes to Muslim countries, there's no prosecution. The Jew has to convert
to Islam. In a Muslim country where the znus is usher, then even consensual, that's right. That's why it says a rabbi. That's why it talks about. Okay, now you're right. You're right. What? Yeah. In countries where they were prosecuted, even under 16, unconsensual. If there's a perception that they would, I think so. No, I don't think a 17-year-old classmate with a 16-year-old girl were going to say they're afraid of being prosecuted. You know, where they're going steady, no one's going to call that abuse. I mean, it might be technically illegal. Let's put it this way: in a place where it's a derech to prosecute, again, I don't think in a co-ed school, a boy and a girl, that the government's going to go running after a boy because she was underage. But you're right; it will be an older person, in a finami, a doctor with a patient.
Does it matter the level of punishment? That's great, right?
It's true. Over here it's Sreifa. Maybe if they punished with Sreifa, it would be more of a mirtis. It's definitely true, but I don't know. I think the question is a good question. I'm not sure. Yeah.
The whole partial site in the Torah, so you see that people are not afraid of prosecution.
There's a whole partial site in the Torah, so we see people are caught up in their typhus. It's true. The question is what the Gedorim of Issa Yichud were. That's really the question. Why are the Gedorim of this particular Issa of Yichud? So Mar Mokamani Loch, the Chavis Yor is saying that if there's a real fear, an honest fear of persecution, that it's a Heter. So Mar Mokamani Loch, the question is what are the Gedorim of this Issa Yichud? People do Averis, it's true. And by Saita, it should be a fear, and people do it anyway. Yeah, I don't know what to say. At some point,
I think they do. That's why they do it for Rami. They do it again for Manishu.
They want
people
here. They
want
them in Achinami. That's the reason why. Now, a question was asked before that there's a problem. If we say it's pitoy, and that's the Chachma Sadam's heter, that it's out pitoy. That's not his heter. That's his issue. He says. Even the government prosecutes Einis, they don't prosecute Pitoy, so therefore the Gezer is made out of Pitoy, and therefore there's no heter of government punishing Einis. So the question is, what about Amnon and Tamar? Amnon and Tamar was a case of Amnon being Ma'anis Tamar. So it's a little bit of a problem on the whole Yisoid. The whole Yisoid is that this Yichud is because of Chashash Pitoy, but what are you going to do with it? Isser Pnuya was made out Amnon and Tamar. And there it was being manis. So it sounds like a good kasha. The Chacham Sadam in Bina Sadam, he asked this kasha. He says something, if I understand correctly, not so satisfying. He says had they asered yichud, because of pitoy, it would have never come to Inus. Something can say. It's not so satisfying. What it might mean is that the Chabina Sadam is saying, maybe he means that we're chayshish for pitoy and Inus. Inus alone, you're afraid of the government. But since chashash pitoy also, so that you're not afraid of the government. So it could be that's what he means. But it seems from the Paiskim generally that they understand that Bina Sadam holds us as pitoy alone. The kasha from Amnei and Nama notwithstanding, that's what it seems.
In case of Amnei Tamar, he ready to say, he's up. I'm full of God.
Amnei Tamar.
I'm full of God. Avshalom killed him.
Avshalom killed him. Yes. So, therefore, I don't think Tamar was happy with the whole net result. Okay. There was one tumult apparently in Israel at a certain time about the status of a husband and wife who are unfortunately in fighting, and the wife refuses to go to the mikveh. She doesn't want him to touch her. Refuses to go to the mikveh. So normally, the heter of a husband and a wife, when she's a nida, is because of pas b'salai. Because why would he do an avera b'aser if he can do later? So apparently there was a tumult at one time in Eretz Yisrael about it, and it was around the psak of Rav Tzion Abashol. Apparently they had two witnesses, some edis who said that he asked them in Yichud, and others who said that he was matir. So it was very unclear what he held, and it made a tumult. You know, a lot of times when the tumult becomes political, so you know, this is what happens. I remember the tumult over the Keter Rav Tzova 15 years ago. So there were two kuntresen put out. One was called Mesir Seinu, which was so we stick with our Messiah. We shouldn't change our Messiah because of the Keter Rav Tzova was an ancient Seder HaMessiah on how Tanakh is supposed to be written, on the Psuchais, the Stumais, the Mumole and the Chaser, and it was in Syria. It was in 48 or maybe in 67 when they burnt the shuls in Syria. They burnt, a lot of it got burnt, but the Devarim and most of the Tanakh stayed intact, but they couldn't get it out. They smuggled it out piece by piece from Syria. What?
I think the wheels of the trucks or something.
The wheels of trucks. They hid it in different places. And nice to talk about it now when Syria itself is burning. But they smuggled it out. And then when they had the whole thing out, they made the Moshe Rakuk came out with a brand new tikkun, which was based on the Keter Rav Tzova. And there was a fight in Eretz Yisrael, like you won't believe, about the Keter Rav Tzova, the pros and the cons, and everybody had Rabbi Yosef Paskini his way. Now it's very interesting, in Eretz Yisrael when there's a fight, they really talk Torah. There's a conscious Mesiris Seinu from those who didn't want to follow Keter Rav Tzova, and there's a conscious called Yerusha Seinu, I think, which followed, said to follow it. And I got to hold it in two countries, and I learned through it. It was very fascinating, the halacha parts of the dispute. Each one had on the front page a psak from Rav Yashiv that they're right. One Russian said he's right, the other said he's right. So you know, someone said it can't be, so they said you're right too. You know, like it can't be. So that's what happened with this Rav Bashaol. That they have suck in both ways, and it was a fight. And interesting, then Rabbi Yosh was a young man, so they went to him. So he writes the following. He says, Manashach, those and a wife are fighting. Manashach. If it's al chashash, he's gonna be ma'anis, because I weren't chashish ma'anis. This yichud is al pitoy. If it'll be mefata, and they'll make up, so it's pas b'salai, so she can go to the mikveh, and it'll be pas b'salai. So Rabbi Yoshua was makel based on this svara, which again comes down to this chavisya binas adam. If the isser is isser, al tisser pitoy, al tisser manis. So it came down. So these are all nafgaminis. It seems the bottom line, the binas adam is the pesik achren by us, and his bottom line is that it's al tisser pitoy, which according to Rabbi, she gives a little more time when you talk about being in an elevator. So let me read to you. Someone gave me this week. These are psukim from Rav Heidemann. Rav Heidemann didn't write it. It's Mepia Shmua, so it's never as reliable. But nevertheless, he has the shaila. What is the shir for Issa Yichud? How much time? The very confusing Gemara and Saita. It's got to be Kabbalah. Because the Gemara says, what's a shir? So one man Yama says the time to walk around the date tree, a palm tree, and one says the time to cook an egg, and one, all kinds of different things. So they asked Rav Heidemann, this is the way they quote his answer. The shir for Yichud is the time it takes to fry and swallow a chicken egg, which was a regular egg. That's a very nebulous shir. What does it mean to fry an egg? Are you talking about a pan that's already heated? Are you just throwing the egg? You're talking about when the pan is not heated, you put in oil and then you heat the pan. What kind of fuel are you using? Propane? Wood? Gas? For the shir of swallowing the egg, do you need to wait until it's cool enough to swallow? It's not clear what the shir yichud is, but it's the same shir of a yichud room when you get married. The same shir. The same shir yichud, in other words, forbidden. Same shir it takes to be kind of wife for yichud. The meaning of the world is to consider 3.5 minutes to shir yichud l'chumra for getting married. I heard the brisk is amachmer 8 minutes. I know where he comes from. The brisk is around here amachmer 10 minutes. But for shir yichud, my mechutin Rabbi Asher Zimmerman learned to Branovich by Rabbi Chanan and heard this is the name of the brisk rav. So he went to the brisk rav. He asked him, "What's the shir yichud?" Quran, what the brisk rav says the shir yichud is. Brisker Rav did not answer right away. So Rabbi Chanan said, "I heard it's 8 minutes." The Brisker Rav got upset and said, 8 minutes? Maybe 1 minute. He got upset that someone would say 8 minutes in his name. Now you understand there's a very big difference between the Yichud room, where the Chumra is a bigger number, and the Issa Yichud, where the number is a smaller number. So it's really the whole thing is very, very confusing. Rav Heinemann writes, he doesn't know exactly how long it is. For sure, it's not 5 seconds. That's what he writes. It takes at least a minute to fry an egg. So he said that if you go into an elevator, where does he jump to? Here. If you go from the first floor to the sixth floor, it's less than the shir yichud, there's no problem. Also, the elevator might stop at any floor. It's pesach psul shesarabim. The door may open at any time. There are speed elevators that go from the first floor to the 60th or 80th floor. Baltimore has buildings that are 60 floor store. Anyway, they're sitting here for nonstop. Very often these are less than the shear, as they take less than a minute. Now, if you get stuck in an elevator between two floors, then you have an issue of yichud. But there's nothing you can do about it. You can sit in an elevator. It reminds me of C. Kaplan and in the mirror of Rav. I'm sorry, my brain is stopping for a minute. They're a very interesting person with all the chumras. So he once told the story of a person was on a date in a train. They're going in a train. He realized on the train that it was only him and his wife in the car. Him and his date in the car. It's a yichud. So he thought to himself, "Is a yichud? Is he hard vayaver?" So he opened the window of the train and he started climbing out. So he said his head and his chest were out, and then people from the other train started waving at him to stop. He said, "Oh, now other people see me. I can just stay this way until we get to the next stop." This is the story he told. They say it was him that was the person, the only person that would do something like this. But so I don't know if you're in the elevator whether you have to climb out of the trap on top or not, but what you can always do is tell the woman, "This is a yichud. You have to climb up and go out." But anyway, yeah.
You can't go in the elevator.
That's his next question. Is Chatzishir. Okay. To be continued, Bezos and Shem.